The Pocahontas County ARC Broadband Project, which is based upon a grant award of $2.5 million back in September of 2021, was originally set to begin construction in 2022. After several delays, the start of construction eventually moved to July of 2023. However, at the March 23, 2023, Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, Corey Nipper, an engineer at Thompson & Litton Incorporated, or T&L, said that the newest timeline has construction not starting until January of 2024. Nipper explained that the initial field work has been completed and the maintenance and ownership agreement between the county and the Internet Service Provider, or ISP, CityNet, has been completed. Nipper and Brian Tu, also from T&L, presented a written timeline showing what has been completed and gives estimates for completion of other required paperwork and permits, such as the West Virginia Department of Health permits, Public Service Commission reviews, public comment periods, development office reviews, contractor bidding and selection, which still need to be done before actual construction can begin. Nipper said he will still try and compress this timeline to complete these things earlier as much as he can, so that it is still possible construction could begin a little earlier. Amanda Smar of Region 4 said these types of delays the project has been experiencing are not unusual and in fact are very common in large projects like this. Nipper said that the good news is that once all these paperwork requirements are finally complete, the actual construction will move forward quickly, with completion in about 125 days. The USDA's Community Connect grant was also discussed at this meeting. Amanda Smar said the portal for submitting these applications has finally opened, with grant applications due on June 20th. Mike Holstein added that CityNet is fully committed to helping the Broadband Council with this. Smar and Holstein said that the first step in preparing an application for this grant is to meet with CityNet, Region 4, and T&L to determine what smaller areas of the county we should start with. Holstein recommended that we begin with communities on Back Mountain Road for the first of these Community Connect grant applications. Amanda Smar explained that Community Connect grants are limited to $4 million each, but you can apply for one a year. She said normally you must complete an award grant before applying for another, but they seem to be flexible about that. Sarah Raleigh added that it looks like the Community Connect people seem to understand Pocahontas County has been, quote, stuck between a rock and a hard place, so they are willing to do everything they can to help us, unquote. Brian Tu suggested that it would be ideal if we applied for and got one Community Connect grant per year, so that the county could remain in construction mode as the projects moved around the county building broadband. John Golden questioned whether CityNet would have the capacity to do that, but Mike Holstein said that while CityNet does appear to be at or near capacity, they have committed to only do Pocahontas County broadband projects in West Virginia. It was brought up that while there is enough money remaining in their study grant for planning, the council should be looking for and applying for other grants to pay for design work. Mike Holstein was asked about the broadband installations the state parks are considering at Watoga. He said that they have been awarded funding through the West Virginia Office of Broadband and are considering a system using a combination of fiber and wireless, although they are struggling with working around the quiet zone restrictions. They also discussed setting up public broadband meetings to target certain populations such as veterans, senior citizens, prisoners at the Denmark prison, and people with incomes below the poverty level. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.